Good morning, everyone. How are you? Today is the last Saturday of October. Time flies by. I feel like I just did New Year's service at Hawaii Betsu Inn. When I was a teenager, my father told me that time goes by slowly until I become 20 years old. But after that, it goes by faster and faster. I didn't think about it too much at that time. But now I think it is true. For example, time goes by at a walking speed for anyone under 20. In your 20s, it's the speed of a bicycle. In your 30s, it's the speed of a motorcycle. In your 40s, it's the speed of a car. In your 50s, it's the speed of an express train. In your 60s, it's the speed of a Shinkansen, which is the fastest train in Japan. In your 70s, it's the speed of an airplane. In your over 80s, it's the speed of a space shuttle. Shakyamuni Buddha said, "Everything is changing. Nothing stays the same. Time goes by quickly, so we should spend our daily life meaningfully." Buddha's teaching is, make our daily life more meaningful and better. Please come to the Sunday service and listen to the Dharma together. However, sometimes people say, "I'm so busy that I don't have time to go to the temple." At that time, I tell this story to the person. This is an old story from India about water and the mango. It happened during a time that Shakyamuni Buddha was still living. One day, an old lady visited her daughter, who was living in the next village. They enjoyed talking, and before she left her daughter's house, the daughter gave her a big pot of beer because it was her husband's favorite drink. She carried it in a pack on her back and started back to home. As you may know, India is a really hot country. She felt thirsty and tired. She thought, "If I threw away the beer, I can easily go back home. But if I bring the beer home to my husband, he will be delighted." She worked for more than an hour under a burning sun and then rested under a tree. At that time, she remembered that she had gotten a mango from her daughter. She ate the mango, which was very sweet and delicious. Then she felt refreshed. and started to work once more. After a while, she felt thirsty again, but unfortunately, there were no houses around nearby. So, she had to walk several miles further until she found a house. She asked an old man, "May I have a cup of water?" "Surely, please come inside." The old man brought a cup of water for her. The old lady drank the water and thought, "How delicious this water is." She had never drank water so delicious. Then she told the old man, "I have never drank the water as delicious as this. It is so special. Could you exchange the beer for the water?" She wanted to share the water with her husband. The old man was surprised. "It is only ordinary water. I can give you some. Please take your husband the beer." "No, this water is wonderful. It is so special. Please exchange the beer for the water." She put the beer on the floor and got the water. She went home quickly and she gave the water to the husband. He drank the water and said, "It is ordinary water." "No, it is special water. It was the best water in the world." She drank the water, but now it tasted like ordinary water. She said, "That is strange. It was so delicious before." She couldn't understand what happened. Can you guess why the taste of the water changed? It is because she ate the mango before she drank the water. The mango flavor remained in her mouth. That is why she thought that it was the special water. That is the same with our life. Come to the temple and listen to the Buddha's teaching, and you will look at your daily life differently, like the water in the story. Shakyamuni Buddha's teaching is the most important thing in our lives. It is like delicious mango in the story. Also, Amida Buddha is calling and saying, "You are not alone. I'm always with you, even though everyone else abandoned you. I will never abandon you. Please call my name." Thus, we can accept any problem and overcome its difficulty. When I listen to Shakyamuni Buddha or Shinran Shonin's teachings, my ordinary daily life will be changed to an irrepressible day. Like when the old woman ate the mango and drank the water. The water was not changed, but her mouth kept the mango flavor. Therefore, she felt the water was special. Water is our daily life, and mango is Shakyamuni Buddha and Shinran Shonin's teachings. Unfortunately, some of our friends eat really sour oranges and drink the water every day, but we know the really sweet mango water taste. Please encourage them to the taste of the mango water. And please come to the temple every Sunday. Namo Amida Butsu.